If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for Extremely Local News from Black Club Chicago, sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Jen Sabella joining us with news about the pickleball craze hitting Grant Park. Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, so pickleball is taking off across the city. The Park District has pledged to add 50 pickleball courts over the next 3 years, and already 16 have opened in Grant Park. That is thanks to $500,000 from Lollapalooza. Lollapalooza used some of the tennis fields or the tennis courts in Grant Park for parking for many years, so they were getting a little run down. So the festival contributed this money to revamp the tennis courts and add these pickleball courts to Grant Park, as well as $41,000 that was raised by the Grant Park Advisory Council. Neighbors around Grant Park and people who come to play pickleball and tennis are really happy, and they said, you know, this is what festivals should do. If they come to the city and they tear up the parks, you know, investing a little bit back in the parks goes a long way.
Yeah.
So pickleball players, you got plenty of space down in Grant Park right now.
It's great. They left us with something good. Whenever we do a story about a mom-pa restaurant or independent in a bookstore, I love it, and same is true for record stores. And let's talk about this opening, Jen.
Yeah, Signal Records. It opened last year. It took over Bric-a-Brac in Logan Square, and now they're expanding and opening a second location in Wicker Park. Signal opened Friday at 1343 North Ashland, and most of the inventory is actually from Dave's Records, which closed last year in Lincoln Park after 20 years. So if you're missing Dave's and the selection at Dave's, you should go check out Signal, because that's a lot of what is in there right now. The owner of Signal has an amazing post-punk electronic and industrial collection. My wife is a huge record lover, is obsessed with the place. They're very known for hard to find music that you don't see everywhere, and they really are catering to the local DJ scene as well, and people who collect vinyl. But the Dave's collection is at the Wicker Park location, so if you're missing Dave, go check it out.
And finally, the swarms of flying ants have been around on the south side, and we know what they're doing now, don't we?
We do. This was blowing up our 19th Ward neighbors page last weekend or a couple weekends ago. People were like, what is happening in my backyard? There are all these flying bugs. What are they? It turns out they're ants, and they are emerging for their nuptial flight. So that is when the queen of the ant colony emerges, grows some wings, and looks for a male partner to mate with. Then the male partners die, and the queen finds a new place to burrow underground and start a new colony. So this has resulted in hundreds of dead ants in a lot of backyards, dead winged ants. We have some photos on our website. It's pretty gross. But I think people were happy to know what was going on, and it wasn't like an end time thing. It was just an annual flight to expand their colonies.
Mm-hmm. All right. For gross photos, go to blackclubchicago.org. Thanks, Jen. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.